Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of
In Case You Missed It.
We're still looking for a musical intro for the podcast, so if you want to provide that, just send it to us on Facebook. This morning, we had a Would You Rather. Would you rather be a hobbit or an elf for 24 hours?
24 hours.
This isn't a forever deal. We normally do forever. Today, 24 hours.
It's 24 hours.
A hobbit or an elf. What would you pick?
Well, I'm glad too. You said they get along.
Yeah, in the Hobbit book, and in the movies they get along with the elves.
So either way, we're picking a harmonious decision you make mm-hmm. either way. Because mm-hmm. I don't want to think about them hating each other.
No, they don't hate it. They like each other. So you can get past that. So what would you want to be, a hobbit or an elf?
Well, the only magic that elves have are like cookie magic and toy magic.
Right, which are two great magics.
But hobbit magic is better magic, but they're an uglier creature.
They are, but they have cool houses, and the Shire looks really cool. So I don't know if you got to play in the Shire for 24 hours if you were a hobbit or if you were just you in normal world hobbit.
Hobbits, you're giving up. Boy, they're stranger looking.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, elves are better looking.
They're more appealing.
Crew. Yes.
You're going to get more action as an elf as you are than a hobbit.
Yeah. Yeah, if she had to pick between hobbit you and elf you, I bet elf you would be.
But boy, you got cooler magic.
Would you just pick?
I'm going to the hobbit.
Are you really?
Well, because I know they're just cooler. Yeah. I mean, cookies and toys is the only thing that the other two got. Yeah. There ain't no cool elves.
I'm going elf for sure.
I think
be able to make cookies like that. What would you pick?
Definitely a hobbit.
Why would you want to be a hobbit over an elf?
Because they have cooler power.
No, because my wife's mad at me right now, and I'm hiding more places than a little guy.
Yeah, the invisibility thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. All right, man. We appreciate the call. Thanks, dude.
No problem, y'all. Have a good day.
You too. Tyra Banks is opening a place called Model Land. It's a theme park about supermodels. Tony and I came up with some other professions that could use their own theme park.
They need them.
She's a hottie, Tyra Banks.
21,000 square foot entertainment, retail, and dining destination. What kind of restaurant are they going to have in Model Land? You get two choices. You get kale chips or celery. That's all you get at Model Land.
Yeah, no kidding. But everybody's bony. Models, I don't know. They call them models, but I like to see more meat.
Yeah, the real women.
I like to see a thicker gal than that. These models, they call them models, but they're just
that's Tony talking.
They're all bony and sick looking.
Tony's the one saying those words.
Sorry, I don't. These models are too skinny.
But if they're gonna be Model Land, probably some other occupations could have their own land. I mean, what about
trucker land?
Oh, well, what would they do?
Pull over and hold up traffic and cuss.
I was thinking tires. like plumber land.
Plumber land. There you go.
Ride the Kraken.
Yeah, it's down a big hairy back.
Yeah.
And you got, and then
and you get there. Whoa!
And then you end up in a big tool pocket. The Kraken.
The Kraken only at Plumberland. Roto Rooter World. Ride Splash Mountain. I don't know. Maybe those are all bad ideas.
And then you got to get a plunger when the ride gets hung up.
It's been several days since there's been a Country Music Award show. I'm kind of missing them. There's one coming on tonight,
though. It's been more than a month since a country award show. The wait is finally over. Yeah. Tonight, it's the Carrie Underwood Awards, hosted by
Carrie Underwood!
Oh! And the ACM Entertainer of the Year is Carrie Underwood! Yeah.
Entertainer of the Year, Carrie Underwood.
The Oscar goes to
Carrie Underwood.
And your favorite Instagram pet is Carrie Underwood!
Next Iron Chef is
Carrie Underwood.
Don't miss the special tribute to Carrie Underwood, performed by country great Carrie Underwood. Woo! And the surprise guest of the night.
Yeah?
You guessed it.
Carrie Underwood.
This means so much.
Thank you.
Don't miss the Carrie Underwood Awards tonight on CBS.
We brought you the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland this morning.
Today, let's look into the alternative history of Valentine's Day cards, which, ironically, were invented right here. A local settler named Tall Mark developed a crush on a local girl, but he was too shy to speak to her. So, he decided to write his message on a card that's shaped like a heart and give it to her on February the 14th. Hallmark made the card, and that morning she opened her door to find the first ever Valentine's Day card. When she opened it, it read, "Hi, I like your face. Love, Hallmark." She called him a creep and told him to get lost. Even though the first Valentine's card was a failure, he printed more for other men to hand out. Most ladies loved them, so it became an annual tradition on February 14th. Hallmark had lots of cards for people to hand out. Isn't it swell to know this area is so thoughtful and practically created the greeting card industry? This has been the alternative history of Valentine's Day card.
Tony had a brand new word of the day.
Sing along.
I can't sing along to the word of the day.
Oh, that was word of the day.
Yeah.
My bad.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Optical tonsillectomy. An optical tonsillectomy is when doctors take out someone's eyeballs to remove their tonsils. Optical tonsillectomy.
That's Tony's word of the day.
Here's the best country lyric never written.
Sing along.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I'm glad you have your mother's eyes. I pray you never have her thighs.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. All right, there's an 18-year-old kid outside of Des Moines, Iowa. His name's Clay Walker. Not that Clay Walker. That's kid Clay named Clay Walker. Walker. He's legally blind, and he has cerebral palsy, and he was born 4 months premature, so it was kind of a miracle that he even survived.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, he loves basketball so much, he decided to sign up for his high school basketball team, and they let him on the team. You know, he's almost totally blind, so it makes him really hard for him to play, so it's more of an honorary thing.
A team helper kind of guy.
But that changed last Friday, guys.
His
coach put him into the game for the first time. He always wears his uniform, sits on the bench, and his coach wanted to get him in because it was senior night.
Cool.
Now, that's cool. Here's the other cool part. He got to take one shot. His only shot of the season. His only shot of his high school basketball career. He got to finally take one and drained it from 15 feet.
Atta boy.
Yeah, everybody went nuts. The players on the other team were going nuts for him. Clay's team was way behind, so the points didn't matter. But winning and losing didn't really matter at that point either. One of his teammates said the only part of the night that truly mattered was Clay hitting that shot.
Phew.
That is good stuff right there.
That gets your tears right there going.
I love that.
That is beautiful.
And the fact that he hit it, man. That's
and I
just
call this team a big winner.
All those kids, the other team, the team that Clay played on, the coaches, all those
for
people involved.
This
man, just good stuff. Y'all are
real good.
Well, that's it for the podcast today. We do appreciate you listening. Thank you guys so much. For doing that, downloading, subscribing, however you're listening to it. That's really cool. This has been
In Case You Missed It.